AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump says he'll make a major announcement tomorrow afternoon on the partial government shutdown and the border with Mexico. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders wouldn't say what the president will talk about.
He'll make that announcement tomorrow afternoon. I suggest everybody tune in.
Trump and Democratic congressional leaders have been at loggerheads about ending the partial shutdown. House Democratic leader Steny Hoyer.
This is a shutdown that's the longest in history. It's the dumbest in history, and it may well be the most damaging in history.
The president's current personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, denies that Trump told his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about the details of a Trump business proposal in Russia. That's according to BuzzFeed News report. AP's Jonathan Lemire says that report could be damaging to Trump.
If this is true, then this means the president urged a witness to lie under oath before Congress, which would appear to be a pretty clear violent example of obstruction of justice, which of course is a significant, not potentially criminal charge, but perhaps impeachable offense.
Former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke has been sentenced to nearly 7 years in prison for the shooting death of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald. His sentencing following a day-long emotional hearing before Judge Vincent Gaughan. Tiffany Van Dyke defended her husband while also expressing concerns he could be killed in prison.
He would give you the shirt off his back. He loves with all of his heart. There is no malice in my husband. There's no hatred.
Earlier, the Reverend Martin Hunter, McDonald's great uncle, addressed a hearing as a 17-year-old.
Why should this person, who has ended my life forever, because he chose to become judge, jury, and executioner, and has never asked for forgiveness, be free?
This is AP.
When I'm dead forever.
This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon has identified three of the four Americans killed in a suicide bombing in Syria. Army Chief Warrant Officer Second Class Jonathan Farmer of Florida, Navy Chief Cryptologist Technician Shannon Kent from upstate New York, and a civilian, Scott Wirtz from St. Louis. The White House says President Trump will hold a second summit with the leader of North Korea near the end of next month in an attempt to coax the North to give up its nuclear program. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman wants to see Republicans and Democrats get together to end the partial government shutdown.
We're now on day 28 of the government shutdown, and I'm more discouraged now than I've been during this entire impasse. We're better than this. We're stuck.
Meanwhile, President Trump, as we said earlier, is planning to make what he calls a major announcement tomorrow about the shutdown and the border. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio.